As COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the U.S., vaccination efforts are ramping up too. And on Tuesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar unveiled some major changes. More seniors are now eligible, as are people with one high-risk medical condition. Let's bring in Helen Branswell from our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Helen, you know, we've been reporting on the show about vaccine prioritization, and we heard the CDC say last month that states should put healthcare workers at the front of the line. So what does this expansion of the priority list mean?
Healthcare workers are still at the very front of the line. What Secretary Azar announced yesterday was a new prioritization for phase 1B. As you mentioned, he announced that the new phase 1B should include this very large group of people over 65.
So what's the reason for the change? It's quite ambitious.
Everybody's quite frustrated at how slow the rollout has been. The vaccine rollout started just before the Christmas holidays. There wasn't that much vaccine to administer. What Secretary Azar was saying yesterday was, you know, speed things up, get more people in line. It's not clear that putting more people in line is going to speed things up, however.
So, Helen, scaling up in this way also means expanding the number of places where people can go to be vaccinated. That's one important piece of inoculating 152 million people, which is now the number of people at the front of the line. But another critical piece of this is making sure we have enough doses for that number of people. I mean, do we or will we soon?
Yeah, that is the $64 trillion question. No, is the short answer. You know, yesterday, Secretary Azar said as of yesterday, a total of 38 million doses had been available for the states to order against. But the flow of vaccine, they now say they feel confident that they're going to have enough coming in. But HHS says they don't expect to have distributed more than 200 million doses by the end of March. You know, those 152 million people that you just mentioned each need two doses of these vaccines. You know, when you look at it that way, it looks like the first two priority groups are going to take into April before they finish vaccinating those groups.
Yeah, just doing the quick math as the numbers you laid out, that would leave about 50 million of that 152 million people short unless they're able to ramp up production. So going forward, Helen, you know, how are these going to change the way that these doses are allocated to the states?
So that's not clear. I mean, one of the things that Secretary Azar said yesterday was that states that were moving through their doses quickly would actually get more doses, and states that were moving more slowly would see their allocations drop as a consequence. But the thing is, he said this new policy would go into effect in 2 weeks, and in 2 weeks, Secretary Azar will not be at the head of HHS, so it's not clear that this is a policy that is actually going to go into effect.
Well, that's a great point, because there is this sort of continuity question because a new administration is coming in the near future. And I know that you've spoke with some experts, Helen, who are concerned about this change to priority groups, how workable it is. I mean, is that the root of their concern, this continuity issue, or is there some other underlying problem that they foresee?
Some of them are concerned about the fact that this bumps back essential frontline workers. And you could end up with somebody who's fairly young and has one health condition getting vaccinated before somebody who's 85. And it will raise questions of fairness, for sure.
Well, last thing, Helen, as you mentioned, people trying to find doses. I'm sure that folks listening, if they're checking and saying, oh, I now fall into this priority group, and they may be wondering, does that mean I can now go out today or tomorrow and suddenly get a vaccine that I couldn't get yesterday? So can they? How quickly will these changes go into effect?
I think that will depend on, you know, the states, whether they've done enough of their phase 1A to feel like that they can move on. There's a lot of variability from place to place.
So lots to follow with this rollout, and no uniform answers necessarily across the whole country, which will keep you plenty busy, Helen. That's Helen Branswell with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Helen, thanks as always for your time.
Nice to talk to you.